Kiyadua, the minig in Klal Yisrael, the Marbe in Paris, in Tu Bishvat, when Avon brings it, it's the son of Sodik HaKoyin, actually says in Sanderzach, Sodik says that the eating of Paris on Tu Bishvat is the same level, the same darga, as the clapping of the Hishanas and Hishana Rabbah. Ad Kitei Kach. Zishtetim Yom Tzadik. It's a great minig in Klal Yisrael. Everybody tries to be eight the minig. Either Arizal, the Zoya, 15 foot, 30 foot, Vuchule, Vuchule. Maybe look at the Sforim HaGadoshim, you find that one of the Ika avoiders of the Yoim, of the Achila, of the brothers of Tu Bishvat, is to take a person's achila, to misakin the achila of the gantio. Person makes a brocha, a boy for eight, with the kavana is misakin all the achilas of the whole year. It's Rosh Hashanah le'yonos. They do it in Be'isoscha, like Abbe the Esrug, we've spoken about in previous years. Al Kaponim, the Indian is dafka that a person is meant to misakin all the achilas for the gantio. So, maybe it's supposed to be a time that a person is supposed to be oisik in dvoim shal kedusha. Kedusha's achila, unfortunately, especially bisman hazeh, it comes out that Tu Bishvat could be the day that a person is michshul in more mitzvos and suras than the whole year put together. That's what could come out. As we'll see Be'ez Hashem from the two different halachas that we're going to discuss today, the Gabi Tehiloyim, and Be'ez Hashem at the end, a few horrors in buying salads and dried fruits as well, which is also some important in Yonim to remember. If Mamish comes out that a person can be mishul tens if not hundreds of times, just on one 24-hour day of Tu Bishvat, the Gabi Ma'ifes Asur is Mamish. We're not dealing with Chumas, we're not dealing with Midas Chasidus. Mamish Dvarim Asur. So let's speak Be'ez Hashem tonight, go through the Inyonim Keseda, a little bit of Bedikas Teiloyim, a bit of a Shvein, and I don't think we've spoken about it here once before. We mentioned it, and Rambas do it. But now I want to go through the Inyan Ba'amkos properly from the Makoros all the way down to Alcha Lamaisa, with some of the latest mitzias. Oh Hashem, we found some chidushim yesterday. So Be'ez Hashem, let's try to go to the sugya. So the mitzvah comes out that one of the most chomer isurim that a person can be over on is this. Dying. When a person alayni would come, he would eat a piece of chaza. Who eats a piece of chaza? What's he over on? He's over on a lav. Who eshon kizayis kizayis? Oh, bless him, he's over on a lav. A person can eat one bug, one single bug, an insect, and he's over on maybe four, maybe five, maybe six larvae in one shot. That means on every single one. Now if the fruit has inside it five or six, then just times it by six. So we're talking about something very, very heavy, much more than a regular itza. That's why it's interesting that Shlomo Zalman was reported to say, Shlomo Zalman apparently said, that if a person can't be bothered to check his fruit for Teilayim, you may as well book yourself into the local trefa restaurant, because at least you'll get less isurim there than eating the fruits that have bugs inside them. So very, very serious. A person can be, I have one orange, and he can get mamish isurim and isurim and isurim from eating one orange. It's modi gazach. This is a modi galosh in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar writes that if a person wants chayim shelamala, so steht in Zohar Kodesh, he should be careful of two things. Number one, loshen hara. Number two, Teilayim. What's the pshat after these two things? Double portion, right? The beginning of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim for Yodua. The Chofetz Chaim lists all the different isurim that a person can be over from speaking one sentence. Isurim of isurim of isurim. The same thing with Teilayim. A person can eat one bite and be over on six levels in 1 second. Then there the Zohar said, if a person wants Chaim Shalamala, he should be careful of those two things. Number one is the Lashon Hara. Number two is the Teilayim. The Pichodosh writes, and the Issa in the beginning of Peidalot, he brings it in Yeridea. Zuk the Pichodosh, the Inyan of Teilayim is something that's Kal Be'enei Odo. And he writes, Al Kedekah Chachomim are not careful in such a halacha. So he states in the Pichodosh, tremendous to show this from the Pichodosh. And he writes, that's why the Torah gives such a chashivas to this Issa. Why is it the Pshat, we go through the Pesukim, we learn the Gemara Matis, for example, in the third parak, the Torah gives posuk after posuk after posuk, talks about the different Teilayim, the different types of insects that a person can eat. What's the Pshat? It's the Pichodosh extensive Pshat Azoi. And the Etim of Chofetz Chaim brings us the Moshe in the beginning of the Sefer. And he says, if you have a building site, you can imagine if a building site, the closer you get to the dangerous place, the more signs that there'll be. Memela, zug the pichadosh. It's so dangerous. The inyanim of Torah, the Torah gave a tacham, all the warnings. So maybe a person has to be extremely careful on that inyan. Now the shayla you can ask is a pasha the shayla. The essence, what changed? Now, what changed? The Zman HaChazal was so busy with it. You know, hundreds of years ago they were so oisik in Tolayim. Now it became so nayazak, everyone's busy with Tolayim. What's the chat? So the answer is an old kasha. The answer is posh. If you look through Chazal and you look through Rishonim, you find that they're very, very busy with the inyan of Tolayim. L'dugma, one of the first places we find talking about this is in Medrash. The Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis brings down that what he understands Pshat is Masber Pshat in the Pasuk, when the Torah says that there's going to be a Klala to Adam Rishon. Zug the Medrash, what's Pshat in the Klala? The Klala is, Zug the Medrash, Pshat is that the Zvuvim and the Molim Mole Oretz. So Shnei Medrash. He learns that the Klala to Adam Rishon was already this Klala of Tolayim. So you already find it in the Medrash. We know there's a Mishnah in Baba Basra that deals extensively with all the halachas of selling wine and gavei tolayim. It's mentioned all over Shas. For example, a few places that I came across is a Gemara in Chulin Samach Zayin, a Gemara in Sotah Daf Gimel, a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that talk all about the inyanim of tolayim. They're busy with it in Chazal. You go to the Rishonim, you find, for example, in the Rashba, in the Rosh, they're talking about hummus, they're talking about arbus, and they're talking about the Ran, for example, is busy with tiloyim and raisins and all these sorts of things. As a part of its claw, since Mr. Nayazak didn't come about now, it's not the Toshinai Dalit, it was from already from the Medrash, already from Chazal, already from the Mishnai, already from the Gemara, b'chol, b'chol. That's number one. However, there are many other reasons why it's become a lot more of a problem now than it ever used to be. One of the main reasons, and by the way, the Pichodesh also writes this, the beginning of Yehudeah, in Peidalet, he writes, HaKolofi HaMokrim VaHazman. Everything can change. Shai, it depends on where you live, it depends on the climate, it depends on the Zman, everything depends on what's going on in the world. Lemaisa, one of the biggest problems that contribute to the Shaila of Toloyim is importing and exporting. Importing and exporting is a major problem, because a mode of chat was, if there was a bug in a certain place, so it stayed over there, we bought produce from a different place, nope, we stayed up. Now it's changed, because now we're importing and exporting, so they travel, things travel from California, things travel from Poland, and it goes all over the place. So if there's a bug over there, it's going to get over here. Two examples I'll give you, is there was a worm in a fish, not doing the fish problem, that's all different Shaila, but the mice that was a worm in a certain fish that came from a place in Chutzlitz. They shipped over the fish here to Eretz Yisrael. They put the fish back into the sea. They wanted it to reproduce again, so myself. And the bug that was inside this fish that attached itself to the fish went along in the sea, spread all over the place. But within a few months, it was all over the place. There was another example, a Californian thrip, which is a very, very small bug, which is very shkeach amongst a lot of our fruits and vegetables, came from California. Again, never saw Eretz Yisrael in its life. All of a sudden, they import these types of grapes from California, here to Eretz Yisrael. Within 1 year, it was all over the country. So here's a tremendous factor, while all of a sudden we're having bugs over here, but something we never used to have, that contributes a lot, the importing and the exporting. Another contribution is the pesticides. They used to, 100 years ago, they used to spray a lot of the fruits with a type of spray that would all sorts of things, for the shine, also for the bugs, all sorts of things. The mice, they found out there was some kind of poisonous thing to it, so they changed the mahalach, and now they use different mahalachim. Because of this other mahalachim, wherever they are, also attracts a lot of bugs. That's another reason. The climate, obviously, has a big shyness to what's going on in different places in the world. Hotter, colder, obviously contributes to such a thing. And the last, and obvious problem that we're having is our Chaim HaKadosh. The Chaim HaKadosh writes, Meikra Perek Aleph, Yud Aleph, so he writes that Avadin, it goes Bosa, where Klal Yisrael are holding, wherever Klal Yisrael are holding in Yiddishkeit, it goes Bosa that. So he said, the Chaim HaKadosh, and where do we find this? We find this in the Kodesh all over the place, the Dugma, the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas tells us, how do we know that Elisha was an Ish Kodesh to the Gemara Pasha? There was never a zvuk, there was never a fly over there. We see that when a person is kodesh, there's no toloim over there. Also, we find the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Avos that one of the ikanisim that was in the Beis HaMikdash, there was never a zvuk in the Beis HaMikdash. So And they bring down for Rav Moshe the same thing. The idea of Rav Moshe is that Rav Moshe in the Catskills, when he used to go in the summer to the Catskills, he would sit there in his desk learning for hours and hours about Smodah Gedolah. Now, anybody that's ever been to the Catskills knows Klah. You stand still and there's bugs already coming all over you. There's flies coming on you. That's the Mahalach over there. They watched Rav Moshe for hours. Not one fly went anywhere near. So often there are Chaim HaKodesh. Mimela, unfortunately, we're living by the Seder Rabbim and the Matzah of Klal Yisrael that is not what it should be. Mimela, so Dorah Chaim HaKodesh, that's another reason why we're having problems with the bugs. So, that is the Hakdomah to understand where we're coming from, to realize we're dealing with a much heavier Issa, much heavier problem than they ever used to deal with. Let's go to the actual Issa itself. So, the Maisa, there are three different types of Tulayim. There's three different types of bugs. Again, all brought down in the third parakeet. Marcus Ayin Shom. First one is what we call the Sheretz HaMayim. Sheretz HaMayim is a water bug, a water insect. For example, like the worms inside the fish before they. The Gemara says, if it's Tzukim, there are four larvae for every one that you eat. As I stated in the Gemara, Marcus Tezayin on the base. That's number one. Number two, Sheretz HaOretz, right? A land insect. For example, ants. Ants, for example, the Gemara says, you get five. Five larvae. And then we have Sheretz HaOyf. Sheretz HaOyf, a flying insect like mosquitoes, like flies, very commonly found on fruits, and then go into doughs and all these sorts of things. The Gemara says, six larvae on every single one. So we have over here in Issa that a person can either get four, five, or six larvae for every single one. How visible does it have to be? Now this is obviously, this is a fundamental shayla. How visible does it have to be? So the Rashba says very, very clearly that a bug is no shame. There's no shit how big the bug has to be for it to be awesome, right? Everybody that knows Yeridea knows Yeridea, Simon Kuf, the whole shayla is a barrier. There's enough gemina how big the barrier is. We know, for example, from Hilchos Brachachreino, the same suffix as well. When a person eats something that's less than a kazayim, it's a barrier, it's a shayla Brachachreino. The mice, when it comes to a barrier, there's not enough gemina the size. The ik is that it's a full shulling insect barrier of a bug. The mice, what does it mean to us? That means, when I have a bug, without any nafkamina how big it is, it's automatically going to be Issim in HaTorah, no nafkamina the size. Now that Zogdoruch HaShulchan is only when you see it. If it's clearly visible, that you see, I open up the strawberry, and here it is, I see the bug straight on the strawberry, then there's an Ein Maladav over there, that's a posh of the Zach, that's a bug, that's an Issa Doraisa, Ein Maladav, that's posh. What if you don't see it? So Be'etzim, Zogdoruch HaShulchan, the Chochmah Sodom, the Moshe and Shubis as well, also clear, something you don't see is the motto. They need the Torah of Malach and Shoritz. We discussed this by Riches when we discussed Esrogim with all the Esrogim over there. It's clear. So go to the Shulchan. And when it goes up, and the Moshe also brings it down, when a person opens up his mouth and he breathes air, so go to the Shulchan, you're doing. To anybody that knows, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of bugs that enter your mouth every single time you take a breath of fresh air. Aye, what's with too long? You don't have a shulchan, pass it. You need to turn around the shulchan. You can't see it. It's water. No shadow of a cloud. Now the problem is, what happens if I have a glass? What happens if I have a magnifying glass? What do we do over here? So again, this is something that we discussed previously in the Gabbai Dalet Minim. Of the Maisa, Zuko Vosna and Shevet HaLevi, and all the boys can bring it down as well, Kamat. And they're all like this. They're in Hachanami. If you see nothing but halal, then it's water. Right, I didn't zap out there, it wasn't my problem. But if I see something, and I'm not sure what it is, I see it's a dot, a little speck over there, and looking into the magnifying glass, it's megala to me that this was a bug, then it's also, even though without it, I can't really see that much. For example, I see a speck, I don't see a little legs. Put my magnifying glass, all of a sudden I see legs. Oh, so the magnifying glass looked the tight skin. So even though without the glass, you couldn't have seen the legs, on the belt, you saw something, so all it is poshut, being begala to me what it is, the dugma. What happens if a person has bad eyesight? No, he has bad eyesight, lo aleinu. So he gives, he looks at this room, no, goonish, nothing there. Gives it to his chavusa. The simple says, what are you talking about? There's a bug right there. He says, oh, I didn't see it, my eyes are not good. No. It's the same thing with the person with the magnifying glass. Our eyes are poshut, not good. Unfortunately, they're not trained, they're not good. Like, for example, the dugma, the big shayla is in New York. Now, New York, we're not going to the shayla now. Of how it came about, is it water, is it not, also, no idea. Oh, but there is bugs in the New York water without a shayla. The shayla is a mice with belsky holes in water because they're grown in the water. Al kaponim, if you this is what I've been told, if you take a glass of the water, you hold it up to the light, you will see little dust
floating around there. Now, it looks to you like dust. Go take your magnifying, whip out your magnifying glass, we prepare it in your pocket. All of a sudden, you'll see, oh, I see bugs. That's not the problem. Now, again, if you hold it to mutter for different reasons, so the Seder, we're not going into it now, mutter or osa, the first thing that he's spoken about is barabichas, and they bask in the shayla. That's not what we're doing right now. But seriously, that's the mitzvah. Same thing with bugs that you don't see because you have an untrained eye, doesn't make it mutter. So automatically, a person looks at a strawberry, he says, hey, I'm doing the same thing with her. What's the shayla? Then says, you go take it to the laboratory, he never does. And I'll tell you, what do you mean? That thing which you thought was a little speck of dust, that's really a bug. And I mean, it's a bug. Now, the mice, I have to tell you, that's one side of the coin. A swig and stick for a different reason. For a different reason. Because the hiddur over there, one of the, if, that one of the pots of salt of an eswig is al hiddur. If you don't see it, bakhram, it's no problem with hiddur. That's one reason. It's a ganz long discussion that we can't go into now. Enough humans in here in a swig. I have to give you the other side of the coin. Rav Scheinberg, Moriner Shiva Zatzal, Rav Scheinberg held, there's no such thing as a magnifying glass. Take it, chuck it out of the window. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Scheinberg, anybody that knows Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, knew him, they never ever took out a magnifying glass. Not for shmatas, not for esroigim, and not for a proper bugs. Chazal will magnify the Issa of either eye. You can't see it? Mutter. People used to come, I've spoken about it here before. People used to come with a shurigim and they said, Rebbe, it's a good esrog. So it looks like a fine esrog. Yeah, but Rebbe, shut them away, get out of here. Go bust the eye. Doesn't matter for me now. Shmat is exactly the same thing. If it looks good without the glass, the same thing gone, I don't care about the glass. So that's the mice that suck up of Shimon. So if he's there, if you don't see it, right, you don't have to look in the glass. You know, we're going to look in the glass. That's the Meister of Pesachim of Scheinberg again. We'll see another color again later in another Indian, the Gabi, what Scheinberg calls in different Indian, the Gabi bugs as well. So again, clear. If you don't see anything in the no Scheinberg. But Scheinberg, you see something, you're not sure what it is. So there, it's a problem. Okay.
Good eyesight, right?
Good eyesight, yeah. Hasn't got bad eyesight, you're going to give someone that's got good eyesight. Person can't learn to be blind and say it's Peseda. No, now, which bugs are included in the Issa over here? So the first things first. The Torah says clearly in the Torah, Hashoyetz al Ha'aretz, which means it crawled on the ground. As we state in the Torah, and as those bugs of the Gemara to us, that it has to be a bug that actually crawls on the ground, that's Nichlal and the Issa over here of Toloi. If you have an apple, look at my take an apple, and it's grown on the tree, and the bug is born and lives into this apple, cold mud is attached to the tree. So Zuk the Shulchan Aruch over there, Sivov, it's got a din of Shoyetz al Ha'aretz, even though the Maaser never left its apple in its life. Oh, but since it's Mechobel Karka, so it's got a din of the Karka. It's got a din like it was Shoyetz on the ground. Out of the Descartes, there are more holes. That even if there's no space, you'll open up your apple, you'll see almost like space without any space to move. After peeking, there are more holes in Chabas Foyle. But there are more holes in the Pesach Ashkenazim. It's got a din of Shoyetz al Oretz, of Nechel and the Issa Min HaTorah Mamash. That means none of community came out or it didn't come out. It grew inside an apple that was attached to the ground, that is called Shoyetz al Oretz, Nechel and the Issa Dereis Mamash. That's number one. Okay? Okay, so that's over there. Now, if it grew and it was already deep, by the way, the major shiny with the Otzitz in an Okuf. Right, Sugi and Gittin, for example, Dazayin, Otto Shein and Okuf, Hilcha Shmita, very negated that Shaila. A similar Shaila over here as well, but that we're not going into right now, it's a bigger Lichas. Akoponim, you have an apple. The bug came into the apple after it was detached, right? It was really tallish from the tree, it's no longer attached. Do you consider that to be a Shoyetz al Oretz or not? So the Maizu Shulchan Aruch tells us, Be'etzem Mitzvotah. Such a bug that was born and grown in an apple that was already detached is not Hashoyetz Shoyetz al Oretz, and it's 100% mutter, unless it's Poyrish. Once it's Poyrish from the apple, so like Dugma, the Ramah says, what's the simon? Zug the Ramah Poshet. The simon is if you have a hole. Once you have a hole there, it shows you that the bug popped its head out, went back inside, oh, Shkoyet. No, that's a regular bug, Shoyetz al Oretz, because it came out, it was only Poyrish from the breed. So the Meiler again, a bug that came after it was already detached, it was Poyrish from the tree, as a halacha of etzem that it's mutter, unless it was Polish from the actual tree. Now, if you have a sofik, which of others, in most cases, you have a sofik, I don't know when this bug came in. Was it koydim or zahav? Shulchan Aruch paskins, about you have to be machmas, a sofik dereisa, a maladav, it's poshut. Number one. Number two, not only that, the second thing as well, is
even in a case that it's mutter, the hain, even if I have an apple, that the bug was inside, oh, it was already detached, and I know claw, that there's no holes, and maybe there was never perched. Of a zug de marshal, the Amshar Shlomo brings it before over there in the case of Cholin, that if I see it in a bug, it's also Shaila Baltashak, so Shaila Bissa Doraisa, to eat the bugs itself is a form of Baltashak. So, as I state in the Amshar Shlomo, so mainly in most cases, when it's going to be Nisim and Atayu of Tiloim, when it's going to be a Baltashak, so it's Mamonashak going to be also in both cases if you see it. If you don't see it in a Hanami, why?
If you don't see it,
no, no. If you don't see Bechlal, no, it's not the way if you don't see it Bechlal. If it's so small you don't see it, turn around and it Bechlal. Here's the case that it's there. I know that it's there, but I don't see it. I'm not eating it directly, then I don't know it's about the Shaksu. Now, let's go now to the Shaila on what do I have to check Lemaisa. Which type of fruits do I have to check? Which type of vegetables do I have to check? Which one do I not have to check? And this obviously, this is the most common Shaila in all Zotlos Teloyim. Do I have to check this apple? Do I have to check the grape? Do I have to check the strawberries? Yes or no? So there's three doubts. Doubt number one is what we call Mokzuk B'Teloyim. Anything that's Mokzuk B'Teloyim is a Chiyav Min HaTorah to check. Now we'll explain it. Doubt number two is what we call a Miyat HaMotzoy. Miyat HaMotzoy is a Chiyav Midrabbanan to check. And the third category is a Miyat She'enei Motzoy. A Miyat She'enei Motzoy is Potter and Ganson from checking. So it's three diagrams, we'll explain. There's a, again, Moksuk B'Toloyim in Atayu, Miyat HaMotzoy in the Rabbanon, Miyat She'en HaMotzoy, which is 100% Pata from Bedika from checking. So, let's go to one by one. Moksuk B'Toloyim. What does it mean, Moksuk B'Toloyim? So, Moksuk B'Toloyim means for us two halachos. Number one, we have a Chiyav Min HaTayu to check this fruit, whatever it may be. Number two, it is also gomel for a person to eat it until it's checked. So there's two halachas, that's the gate for this problem of mosul. Not only is it chiyav min hatorah to check, but it's a gomel for a person to eat the food before it's checked, which will be a tremendous nafkamina to a shayla that we'll get to in a moment, is what happens if you forgot. Right? Many shaylas come in, where the lady, for example, is making up crumble, whatever, so she puts in this, that, and the other, and she realizes, oh, bye, I forgot to check the toilet, can I eat it, can I eat it? Chala, tremendous shayla, right? Oh, this is such a common one, every couple of days this one comes in, and got me flour. Right? You forget to check the flour, now chutzlo, it's not used to it, here in the extra soil, you come here, you're supposed to check the flour, nope, I made colours, I made cakes, I forgot to check the flour, what's that? Am I that or not? So again, it's a nafkamina to which category the item goes into, the nafkamina b'tiyevet. So, musa b'tolayim, what does it mean, musa b'tolayim? Musa b'tolayim means, if roiv pa'omim, this has tolayim. The Rashba, which the Shach brings down the Halacha over here in Peidalis, Yikrak and Lamed Hey, the Chashuch and Ocha and Samach Beis, is the same thing. Over 50% is bugs, that's called a Moksuk B'Tolayim. It's over 50%, really put on the Lashon of the Rashba, and as they in Shach and Halacha Lamaisa. And if it's more than 50% really is going to be bugs, then it's going to be considered to be Moksuk B'Tolayim. I'll give you an example. Couple of examples. Green asparagus. Green asparagus is a little stalk with a little sort of head on the top of it over there. Now, I've seen my own eyes many times. You take fresh asparagus, the green one, the white ones are different by the way, the green ones, and you knock them onto a white plate, it's amazing. The whole zoo will come out. It's almost unbelievable what goes on over there. It's almost confetti. You'll see flying out bugs. It's unbelievable. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'll give you one example as well. People think you could buy jarred canned fruit as well, or canned vegetables. We'll get to the lockers of the salads, it's very scary. I know for a fact there was a certain company, they opened up the jar, they checked the asparagus, they found 45 bugs in one jar. 45 thrips, right? Each one could be 5-6 lavam on each one, times it by 45, Hashem Yerachim. Mamash Hashem Yerachim. Another example, artichokes. Right, artichokes are, I don't even know if they sell them in this country, but artichokes are this big ball with those leaves over there. It looks like maybe a cabbage or something like that. An artichoke, that's also mokzuk mamash b'tolayim. Corn on the cob, fresh corn on the cob. Right, not frozen, frozen is different. But a regular fresh corn on the cob, the big problem by the way with corn on the cob is that the bugs don't go inside. They actually rest, you have normally by a fresh one, either it's green leaves, you peel open the green leaves and then it reveals the corn. So how it works is when you open up the green leaf, all of a sudden the bugs are scared by the light, they have what's going on, and they go into the kernels. Now you've got yourself a major problem, because how are you going to figure out that they're there? And these are mamash mokzuk b'toloyim. corn on the cob, even in England, by the way, the Kedasya told me it's cloth, that these are muksa b'talay mamish. Muksa b'talay. Not only here in Eretz Yisrael, in England it's exactly the same thing. But maybe you have to be careful over there. Not the baby corns. The baby corns, by the way, are different. Those are not muksa b'talay. We're talking about the big, nice b'shvak of corn on the cob. Herbs, like Bochum, for example, is busy buying mint and all these sorts of things. Parsley and all these things. You know, you buy a bunch in the shuk. Often these are completely infested. You have to know you're doing it. Check. You have to wash them. You have to know what's going on. You put them in the tea. You can be eating all sorts of isurim over there. Okay, so this is what we call mukzuk b'tulayim. Okay, next category. Let's go to the next one. Miyata matzai. Kamat rov of the fruits that we're dealing with, not vegetables, a lot of the fruits are in the category, maybe, of miyata matzai. So we have to explain what that means. Miyata matzai is the pshat that it's found, but minority. It's not the rov. It's a miyat. It's found, it's not rare, it's not a crazy zak, it's not weird. It's found, but it's very, very in the minority. Now, there's a tremendous machloikes achronim, poskim. What is the gedder exactly of miyat amotzi? Tremendous nachemin. Is if it's a miyat amotzi, you've got a chiv job on to check. But if it's not a miyat amotzi, you're possibly an answer. So you have to know clearly what the gedarim are. Now, I have to tell you, even I'm going to give you the poskim, to know which fruit example is in this one and that one, this and that one, I don't know what to tell you. I sat there with the dots. Even they weren't 100% clear. In this one is in this and that one. That one is in that one. It's not clear. It's very hard to know which exact fruit is nechal to which category. So I'll give you an example. Number one, the sheetahs of the rivosh. The rivosh in Kutzari Aleph, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous tshuva. See, he writes over there that if it's korov lemechza, right? Korov is a tremendous color. If it's korov lemechza, right? Then it's got a din of miyat amotzoi. If it's less than that, it's enemies. If it's enemies amotzoi, enemies, enemies, which means that you're pottering answer. Now, if Scheinberg Zatzal Taka went with this mahalach, not mamish, as they come for 50, he used to say 30, 35. That's a tremendous kula. Because anything under that is potter from Jackie Bachlab. That's most of the fruit, by the way, in the supermarkets today are less than 30%. To say that a fruit is more than 30% is very, very shver. So we have over here the sheetahs in Rivosh. None of the poskim really, except for Shaima, go with that mahalach. The Rivosh holds if it's korov lemechza, it's got din of miyat amotzai. Less than that is miyat she'enoi motzai. The most common shita over here is the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov in Yerideya Siman Yitzayim brings down a Mufurisha Gemara in Baba Basra. I'm not going through the limud right now, it's a very gishmak uraya. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Baba Basra that 10% is miyat amotzai. Mimelo would be the Minish Mishkanos Yaakov. Less than 10% will be Miyat She'enoi Motzei. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal went with the Mishkanos Yaakov and he passed it. That any fruit that is better at 10% is called the Miyat Amotzei of Achim to check. Less than that is Miyat She'enoi Motzei and your potter. Comes along with Vazna and Helik Dalit and he writes, brings down this Shita of the Mishkanos Yaakov and he says, good! You have a Gabbala to go right from the Gemara Basra, 10% is the Miyat Shemotzoi, but you have no right that less than that is not. The Mele Rav Ozan was very machmeh and held way less than 10%. It's still considered to be Miyat Shemotzoi, Mele Rav Chibadika, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and Rav Chamzim from Nissen Karelitz, Shlita, holds better 4-5%. 4-5%, again, these are all lovely numbers, good lomdas. To know exactly which fruit goes into which category is a bit schwer, right? Again, it will help you to know when someone, a Rob, tells you that's a near tamotzoi, so you'll know if the other is that the other here to check or not. The main story of a near tamotzoi is if it's not a complete crazy thing to find. It's found, but very rarely. It's found, but rarely. Then it's considered to be near tamotzoi. Near tamotzoi motzoi, which is completely possible from the dika, depends how you look. If you learn that from Scheinberg, anything under 30%. If you learn that from Shlomo Zalman, anything under 10%. If you learn that from Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Yashiv, from Shlomo Zalman, from Vozna, you're talking about 3-5% already. Now, all this being said, the Yaivich State Clock, by the way, I checked this up, I had this big problem, because recently I've been getting a lot of phone calls with Toloim. People calling up with it, you buy cereals. They're talking about you buy cereals. Now, in the cereals, often they have nuts, or they have raisins, all sorts of things that normally need checking. So it says over there, check before you eat it, right? It's got a bad texture. The guy calls me and says, what am I to do? I'm going to eat breakfast in the morning. I'm supposed to start checking all the raisin boy in the cereal. I had a woman, I think she calls up with a jar of crushed tomatoes. She says to me, it says completely crushed. It says check before using. So, well, Mishigah, how am I to check crushed tomatoes before I eat it? It doesn't make any sense. Blah, blah. So I called up the Badat. I said, what are you doing? I said, you're probably making the whole thing of Toloim crazy for everybody. And no one's going to listen to you, Michal. So he said to me, Yaivitz. So they said to me, what's the Yaivitz? The Yaivitz are that even when you've got a month of a talk, the Yaivitz have made Shein Amosoi because they went through a cleansing process, which obviously all the things that they do in this production of the cereal and the crushed tomatoes, the Chule, go through about the production and a whole factory to make sure it's clean. So the Eskim, it's called the Mid Shein Amosoi. But so the Yaivitz have been a way for a person to check it. As they say in the Yaivitz, the Chonchums Odom Adgadikaf writes, made a need with the Chokhmus Odom. That many times I checked fruits that I didn't need to, that were potter and gansan from the Bidika of Toloim, and I found bugs and I saved myself in the Issa. As I stayed the Chokhmus Odom. So the Badats have a Shita that will always tell you to check. Now that means, and they told me clear, I spoke to the head of the Indian of Toloim and the Badats, he makes all the decisions of when to write it, when not to write it. He told me some of them just write it some, you know, and everything just gets a label. But generally what it means is you're meant to give an overall look. Yeah, open up the sieve, just give it a look to see, are you old or not? Normally the sieve's got cobwebs, or the sieve's old, this, that, and the other. You have to remember, a lot of times also, even if they've checked it, for example, they told me recently I had a whole problem with the pasta, because the pasta is checked, and it's clean, and it's the same thing. That someone can go and put it into his machsan, and can store it there, especially if the guy's going to makolet, he stores it in the machsan, he brings it up a few weeks later, it's full of bugs. So everyone comes up with that, and complain. So that's where they write over there, check before. Why? Not because when it left their factory it was a problem. When it left their factory it was a mistake. Not because when it comes from the makolet, you don't know what happened. They told me recently I had a few stories with these problems that exactly came from the makolet. It wasn't nothing to do with them. When they left then it was mistake. Now, let's move on. A tremendous, tremendous heter over here is the Ramban. The Ramban writes that if there's a tremendous tircha for a person to check for Toloim, al kitekat that he ruins the Michael, you have no chiyuv to check. Let me give you a dogma. Raisins. Now, I don't have to tell you. I feel, maybe it's a shock to the table holders. But here in Eretz Yisrael, the Bikinim in Toloim, the Haimim, the Rabbi Shlita, and the Badats, right, they have this homie cloth. You can't eat raisins. That, and even the California ones, the ones in the red sun wave, whatever they're called, and the red little box over there. You can't eat those, they told me. This mummy also gone where you can put them in water and then it rise against the meister, right? It's ridiculous. I'll tell you why. I spoke this over to a father who's Muslim 100%. When you take a raisin and you start opening up each one, you're not going to have raisins afterwards. You're going to have one big mush. The Melech of the Ramban, the father was Muslim 100% of this. You can eat raisins without a problem, especially when it comes from this box from California with the packet. No problem. That's allowed. Tapas Maskin also the Kadassi in London as well, the same Mahalach as well, that they have no problem with eating regular raisins that come from a kosher source. We're not talking about going to the shuk, buying it from barrels. We don't know where it comes from. But it comes from a normal place, and another person can be somat, and you can eat raisins without all the guts and meister of a person start putting it in water and bubbles and this and up and down. There. Another problem is the strawberry problem.
So they tell it's not to meet Shein Amotsi.
And even if it's a meet Shein Amotsi, I haven't got a chiyuv because at the end of the day when I open it up, I'm not going to have left with the raisin. I've got no chiyuv to check. That's comes from the Ramban. I want to continue on the same mahalach. Strawberries. In previous years, we've spoken about strawberries. I've never been happy with the maskona. We send the government strawberries. Oh Hashem, this year I think we can eat with a smile. We'll all be happy with strawberries. And tomorrow morning the maskona will tell me thank you very much for telling everyone in the street to buy strawberries. In the mindset that goes as well. Here in this country, there's nothing to talk about. You can't buy strawberries, it's also gone. Right? The Badats, for example, told me themselves, you can't buy strawberries. I said, why are you selling them with the Badats? I said, you're selling them with Badats, like buying liver, right? They used to sell liver that wasn't kasher. What are you doing? You're selling with your hamsha, and nobody knows you have to kasher. So I told them the same thing. Well, you're selling strawberries. You're not allowed to eat strawberries. So they hold no. If you blend it and you peel it, revive them the same thing. There's only two behalf of eating strawberries in this country. Peel it or blend it. Now blend it, by the way, comes after washing it, right? Because then it's a mere chain of monsoy, or mere chain of monsoy, maybe it's only a suffix, and then you can blend it. The seder. About the problem in this country, there's no mitzvahs of any expert that will tell you you can eat strawberries in a normal mahalach. Fresh strawberries. The Maisa, it's been a long time we've felt on this, and he checked out, and again, did experiments over here in Eretz Yisrael, and he proved it to him, without going into the details, which I have discussed in previous years. The Maisa, Chabashus Mamash, to tell it over B'Shem, his name, that you can be so much on him, the Maisa, that he said, that you cut off the top of the strawberry, kind of where the green is, with a little bit of the fruit also, because that's obviously the main mock of all the Toloim are.
then dip it into soapy water, a couple of minutes, and then wash each one down with a sponge, 100% the same bowl. Now, the Badat said to me, Chas v'sholim, I got so much that I went back and forth. I was spending a lot of time on the phone. He said to me at the beginning of the conversation, oh, I was waiting for your yearly phone call that comes to me. I have my phone. This is the Shehyanu man. Tells me I'm going to show you which foods to make Shehyanu. Then I got the Badat, then I got the Batman. It's all worked out. He says to me today, I said, would you hold it's Osa? So I managed to chat from him, and he's masked him out. It's not mamish Osa, but we say it's not right for a person. That you don't write. And Achanam, so I got him to Mishtik or mask him, and I told him to hold that way. So he was quite impressed, the Maisa. So again, it comes out, make a sikum la halacha, and anyone's giving me the wrong impression. A strawberry. You want to buy a strawberry, b'chol hakovod, go and buy a strawberry, cut off the top, dip it into soapy water for a couple of minutes, scrub it down with a sponge, each one, and then you can be rest assured that there's nothing else left inside there. Again, the voice side may seem like a crazy thing to do, but the other option is to peel it. Now, I don't know how much of a straw you have left when you peel it, right? So, man, that's your other option, pick it yourself.
Is the sponge going to the rabbi?
No. What do you mean? It's like a sponge. No, Bishop, I'm amazing. I've got no reason there. A sponge? Yeah, what is it? Big deal.
It's not the cavity inside.
No, in each seed.
No, the cavity
that's
inside the strawberry, often you see...
So with the sponge, you've got to make sure.
Inside, meaning...
No. If it looks clean on the outside, it's Peseder. The general call, by the way, with Tulayim, without going into crazy detail because it's late, especially by nuts, is to check the outside. That's the general rule. You look at cashews, pistachios, you look at the almonds, you look at all these things. If on the outside it looks clean, it looks clear, there's generally nothing to worry about. Once it starts getting all funny, then you can be, it's a very big rise of simmon that something's going inside. So the strawberry, if it looks healthy on the outside, there's no reason to assume that something went in on the inside. Onions, for example, it's the same thing. If you buy onions, so if you buy a fresh, regular, good, starker onion, you cut off the top and the bottom, right, and it looks firm, you haven't got no chiyuv to do anything else. It is an eitzah for a person to wash off the knife, agav, because when you cut the top and the bottom, so sometimes the bugs could go over there, and then when you keep slicing, the bugs could go onto it. So it's always kadam, you take off the top and the bottom, to push and put under water to rinse the rest of it. Huadin. But if you buy a healthy onion, you're not going to do anything more than that, because at the end of the day, if it's stuck, if it's firm, nothing went inside. If it's loose, it's a baya. Same we would apply also with a pineapple. People don't know this. The top of the pineapple, the flower bit, right? So you have to be careful. When you cut it off, put it away from food, because often there's bugs inside there. People use it often for decoration. You put it in the middle of like a bowl or a whatever to make decoration. You have to be careful, because inside this crown is bugs. So either you check it, clean it, or don't use it for flour. Flour, by the way, flour has changed a lot since recent years. Even the Badats will mask him to me that it's not really a mi'at ha-motzai, it's more bordering on a mi'at she'en ha-motzai. Which again, Avada l'chatchila, we try to check flour, because Avada, that's the best thing to do, but Bibi Eved will be a tremendous nafkamina if a person forgot to do those sorts of things. Oranges as well, citrus fruits on the outside, often you'll find little things that you won't know what they are, scratch it with your finger, they'll come off, that's actually a bug. Right, it crawls and it kind of shelters itself onto the actual on the orange, and it's very nafkamina. When you peel the orange, it comes off often, it goes straight into the food. The food side that you're peeling it over, you've got to be very careful. Again, we could spend hours on the matzias, but it's already late. I want to move on weiter. Now, what's the lot of a person forgot to check? If you forgot to check bugs, so it depends. If it's something that you could check, like for example, corn on the cob, so no, you just go and check it. That's what you should do. If it's something you can't check, for example, it's already mushed, so then the matzias is as is. If it's a mi'at she'en ha-motzai, so then be'etzim you can be meikel. If it's a mukset b'tzoloyim, then you're going to have to be machmeh unless it's completely, completely blended. Flour, for example, even though Rav Ozna writes in tshuva, what you should do, if you forgot to sieve the flour, and then you make challahs and cakes, is you should take and check the rest of the flour. And if the rest of the flour is good, so then it's b'seder. The ma'aseh b'zmanei, you don't have to do that, because our flour is kamat, a mi'at she'en ha-motzai, so again, a chatchela would try and sieve it, but be the evidence if you didn't, 100% you could be meikel without any shayla whatsoever. The last shayla in Teloyim is the blending shayla. Anybody that buys yogurts, anybody that buys jams, anybody that buys these crushed drinks, fresh juices, and all these sorts of things, pose major shayla in Teloyim. Why? We know the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideis and Akub tells us that we have a barrier. A barrier is not bottle of fila be'elet. A barrier is not bottle of fila be'elet. Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tzadi Tes that if you're mevatle, you're not allowed. can't even crush it. So the problem is, how about you find sometimes these packet strawberries and these packets of vegetables and fruits that say you're only allowed to use it if you crush it. So you have to know, a lot of them are made with fruits that are mir she'eino motzoi, and therefore it's v'seida, and that is the same heter be'etzem that most akshem rely on when it comes to jam, when it comes to smoothies, and these crushed drinks, and the same thing with all these sorts of things. That there's soymech on, number one, there's soymech on the fact that the stomach they're using it ain't a motzah. For example, oh, you told me they will never be mashir a fruit that is muksut b'tiloyim to be used for jam, or to be used for smoothies, for sorbet and ice cream and things like that, simply because it's a muksut b'tiloyim, you've got no heter. Number two, it's not the kavona to crush the bag. When they do it, they're not doing it for kavona to mabat. They're doing it because they want to make sorbet. They're doing it because they want to make a jam. So maybe that's the case. They're not doing it for kavona, and therefore it's b'seida because it's only a sopik, it's not a bag, it's not muksut, it's b'seida. Now, the last shayla over here is also, there's a Mordechai Aruch HaShulchan, because I see the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Yerudei Simukuk. He has a tremendous kasha. Aruch HaShulchan writes, he doesn't understand. He says, a choshev yidin, they don't check anything for bugs. What's the pshat? Things are mixed up against a mixture. Well, no one's checking anything for bugs. So the Aruch HaShulchan, a Mordechai Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, I have a Mordechai limud schos. Not a heter lachatcheder. Of a limud schos, he says, is number one, if they're mixed up, it's bottle. Number two, the sheets that hold it is bottle behelef, even if it's a barrier. And the last one he says is, kimat la'libud de kula alma, is the Aruch HaShulchan is that a barrier doesn't apply when something is disgusting. Something disgusting, there's no shy to stay off this barrier. Mimei, there's no shy of a barrier, there's no shy of a barrier. There's a mock of the maker. Again, he uses it as a limud schos, not as a heter in Gansen. Now again, we've just skimmed on the front of the Yeshodas of Teloim. I wanted to finish with two very important horrors that got me fruits as well. And that is number one, dry fruit. A lot of people think, I've heard this before from people, you don't really need a hash on dry fruit. You buy dry fruit, what could be the problem? Okay, Schmidt is obviously a problem. Orla is not such a problem. You have to be choshev if you buy from someone. Oh, but has that hasher on it. So the first thing you have to know is number one, the way they process it, the way they dehydrate this fruit has a tremendous nafkamina to whether or not it's kosher or not. For example, they add oils, release agents, fruit flavorings into these things that you don't even know about. You look over here in my palette, you see a whole shelf full of beautiful dried fruits. They're all of a very nice color. You honestly believe that that's exactly the color? No, they add a lot of things. I'll give you a dogma. Red cherries. You go over here, you buy red cherries. Obviously, it's got a good hampshire. A maladav, it's pasha, it's mutter. We're talking about a case where it's not a good hampshire, right? That's for people that think, what needs the hampshire? Red cherries need a hampshire. Ma baya, doesn't need a hampshire. Buying chustos, there's a shine from Orla, there's a shine from Schmitter. What's the baya? So in red cherries, they often add carmine, which actually comes from a beetle, which is a tremendous problem of kashrus. That's number one. Number two, raisins. That's a kavodah gazach. If you ever went to the field and watched how they collect the raisins, they're so sticky you can barely pick them up. All of a sudden now, you go to a shuk, you pick up a whole bunch of raisins with your hand. What's the pshat? They coat it in oil. If it's not got a good hampshire, they will coat it with an animal oil that is treif mamish. Treif mamish. It stops from sticking one to the other. You have to be so careful when you buy raisins. Another example, nuts, for example. Nuts, they often roast with oils, flavorings, ledugma. The honey roasted nut, if it's not good heksha, adds lactose. It's cholavi, milchik. You know where it comes from. Again, without a good heksha, you have to be very, very careful. Banana chips, that's a big one. Banana chips, you buy these dried banana chips, very crunchy, very, very nice. Does it need a heksha? Body needs a heksha. Because they're coated, they're fried sometimes in mamish tray for animal oil. You don't even know. So maybe you have to be very careful of that. Number two, the last horror over here is buying bagged salads. Or maybe more importantly, frozen vegetables. People think you buy frozen vegetables. Not one. If it's boiling, it's got a hafshah. So it means it went through such a cleaning process that it's beseda gone. Right? By the way, that never guarantees there will not be one bug. People often think when you buy something boiling, somebody says there'll never be a bug in it. It's not true. It's not the material. And if you find a bug, you've got nothing to talk about. Because all it is it makes it into a meat in a mod. So you've got no chiyuv to check. That's number one. Number two. Bag salads like frozen vegetables, you have to know. I was personally shocked when I found out the following information. If it hasn't got a heksha and it goes to, let's say, America. So America, I checked out with the FDA. The American government, the US government, allow, that means they allow it 100%, 60 insects per 100 grams of frozen broccoli. Another thing, they allow up to 50 insects per 100 grams of frozen spinach.
And you're thinking to yourself, what is it? I got out the Shiloh Bishalachim, which is not cooked. I got out the Shiloh Pasachim, which is not passed. What is it already? 50 to 60 Isurim in 100 grams. Each packet can be, I don't know, 500 to 600 grams. There can be 400 bugs inside this bag alone. If I have sense, but you can be saved. But Chas V'Shalom, a person has to realize that the Maisa, especially if we go back to the original, what we started with, the avodah from Tu B'Shvat, along with everything else, is the avodah to mekadesh our achila, to mesaken for all the achilas of the ganze yor. Memeinu, a person should make a bracha on Tu B'Shvat, but Chazaka, he should know that Yibeiz Hashem, a bracha should give a takas yach and nishmaya, and we learn Yimech Shom in Yitzhak Otis. Valiant.